All right. Hey, it is finally Friday. The sun is out. It's going to be nice and warm. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Dateline Tulsa. You're going to see a lot of that this weekend. That's really where a lot of the news is going to be emanating from. Joining us right now, ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan, who's in Tulsa, to tell us what's going on there. Juneteenth today, right, Jim?
Yeah, Paul. Yeah, there will be celebrations and a commemoration of that event. The event obviously marking the day in 1865 when a Union general showed up at Galveston, Texas, and read the Emancipation Proclamation, which had been signed 2.5 years earlier, but formally freed the 250,000 slaves in Texas who yet were not freed at that point. So, yes, Juneteenth celebrations happening here. Tomorrow, of course, President Trump holds his first rally since before the coronavirus pandemic took hold. And so those two things are happening here, likely to be some demonstrations. There always are with any president holding a rally, especially at this time. And in this one, people are a little concerned about that, Paul.
Well, certainly, this was a rally that was originally planned to take place today, and then when it was, brought to the president's attention that this is Juneteenth, and it just seemed inappropriate, everything going on right now, and the president's response or lack thereof to some of the racial unrest, that maybe this wasn't the appropriate day to have a presidential rally in Oklahoma, and so that in fact was changed to tomorrow.
Yes, and so the event will be held on June 20th instead of June 19th. It's especially poignant in this community. In Tulsa in 1921, the Greenwood community, a prosperous black community within Tulsa, on the edge of Tulsa, was burned to the ground, essentially, in some of the worst racial violence the country has seen. 300 people were killed in that event. It really wasn't even talked about in Oklahoma history classes until the 1990s. But it's something that that this community is still dealing with. And so the president's presence here on June 19th, I think it stuck in the side of some activists here in Tulsa who urged him to move it. And he did, in fact, move it to the 20th.
You mentioned safety concerns with, protests that are likely to occur outside the arena. There's also safety concerns within the arena, too, given that we still are in the midst of a global pandemic. Coronavirus is still an issue.
It is. And everyone who walks into the BOK Center, the venue where the event is being held tomorrow, will be given a face mask and given some hand sanitizer. But at this point, there are no requirements that those people use any of that stuff. No firm requirements on social distancing either. In fact, the president said in a Wall Street Journal interview yesterday that he felt that some people who were wearing masks were showing disapproval for him. So it could be that you'll have 19,000 people inside the BOK Center not wearing masks if they want to show him support. So we'll just have to see. There's a lawsuit. Two attorneys from here in Tulsa, Paul, have filed suit demanding that some guidelines be enforced at that rally, or that the rally be postponed until after the pandemic has faded away. That case is before the Oklahoma Supreme Court, and we should have a ruling this afternoon.
That's quite interesting. I'm surprised that they didn't shut it down, given social distancing rules and guidelines from the CDC. But obviously, every state and every community has their own set of rules and regulations.
Yeah, and of course you have local leaders at odds with each other. The mayor of Tulsa is excited to have the president in town. He thinks it's an affirmation that the city has handled its coronavirus pandemic properly. Health authorities here in Oklahoma, though, say that they're concerned about a new flare-up. The state already has seen a surge in numbers in positive cases in the last couple of weeks. And there is concern that this big rally, thousands of people stuck together in a relatively small space, that there could be an even further outbreak of COVID-19 in the coming weeks.
Lots of layers of news in Tulsa this weekend, no doubt about it. Can you sense the energy and the tension beginning to build as these events draw nearer?
Oh, yes. Yeah, and it's been building, I think, for the last week. But when the president said he was going to be here on June 19th, there were loud complaints from people within this community, lawmakers and others, who didn't appreciate that gesture. There are people already lined up outside the BOK Center waiting for a chance to go in and see the president, and they have been for a couple of days. and it doesn't happen until tomorrow night. So it's an interesting vibe in the community here today, and right now it's actually raining, Paul.
Oh, dear. Well, try to stay dry, Jim. We appreciate the information and the reporting. Thanks so much for joining us. Stay safe this weekend.
All right. Take care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.